Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Conley of the WYPR reporting staff, now covering the General Assembly of Maryland, where they seem to have some interest but no immediate traction on the question of paid sick leave, which I think sort of falls under the heading of, you know, economic relief for the rest of us. What's going on down there in this regard?
Right. So on the paid sick leaves bill, it's dead for this year. On other bills that were aimed at things like giving workers a little bit more power in scheduling, you know, the hours that they're working, and you know, there was a bit about equal pay, kind of trying to strengthen equal pay for gender equality in pay. Both of those bills also seem to be going nowhere fast. So it seems like we're at a kind of moment where things have been proposed and they don't seem to be moving forward.
Chris, let me ask you this question. Why doesn't the General Assembly of Maryland, the people that represent us, why don't they focus more than they seem to on these questions of pay inequity?
It's a new session. There are a lot of new members. I mean, a third of the House, a quarter of the Senate are brand new. It's a new governor. It's a Republican governor and Democratic majorities in the House and Senate. So I think that there's a feeling that, you know, when we're talking about pay equity and things like that, the other side of it is that, you know, they could be perceived as being anti-business bills. And so I think there's a sense that, you know, it's the first year of a new legislature and a new governor's term. And so I think there's a kind of go slow sensibility in general. But on the other hand, I think that there's, you know, there's a lot of talk about this election was about, you know, Maryland's business friendliness. And so I think that those are seen as touchy issues that maybe aren't good to force right now to put on the governor's desk.
Well, and always, as you and I have said before, when you have an issue of some consequence that can be complicated by the issues that you just raised, takes more than a year.
Exactly. And so this year, I mean, with the paid sick leave, for example, you know, the chairman of the Senate and House committee that handle it, basically they sent a letter to the chief advocates and the chief opponents saying, you know, listen, we are not advancing this bill this year, but we plan to come back to it next year. So put your heads together. Think about some kind of where you can find common ground and find consensus. Now, of course, there is the question of whether or not they really can come together and find common ground. I mean, I talked to the Chamber of Commerce, and they say, you know, their issue with this bill is essentially the core of the bill, the idea of telling businesses how to manage the employee-employer relationship. And so, you know, they can talk about the technical stuff and they can get some technical changes that they, you know, would be happier to see. But for the most part, this is a question about whether or not the state should be coming in and telling businesses how to run their business. You know, on the other hand, you know, the advocates of the bill say this is about fairness and this is about equity and this is about dealing with the fact that there are thousands of people in the state who risk either losing their job, losing money, you know, if they get sick and take a day off. And that is not good for the workforce. It's not good for morale. And it's not good for public health.
Chris, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thanks so much. And wait till next year. For Chris Conley, I'm Fraser Smith. And you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.